and the Stipe fight against Alistair Overeem. I mean, it looked at different points like both guys were going to win. Overeem had the really weird experience, and then ends with the complete knockout with him out on the ground. And then you had the post fight with Overeem claiming that Stipe Miocic tapped, and then Joe Pro putting it up on the screen to show that no, he didn't tap, which was just a sort of a weird scene altogether.
Well, what's your view on that? Because that turned into a big thing with Rogan saying I shouldn't be interviewing fighters after they get knocked out. But I think when somebody says I think somebody tapped, I mean, there's big jumbotrons, video screens, and there's replayability. And I mean, I don't think Rogan deserves any heat for saying, well, let's play the footage, because if it were true, he wasn't trying to show up Overeem. I don't think Rogan honestly knew either way. And so he's thinking, maybe we have a way to prove Overeem's right, and if not, maybe we have a way to clarify what he thought was a tap that wasn't. I just thought that was good television. I didn't think it was him trying to show anybody up or take advantage of Overeem when he was kind of out of it.
I didn't think there was anything wrong with it whatsoever. I mean, he was just asking the questions. I had no problem with that whatsoever. And I strongly disagree with his notion that they shouldn't be interviewing losers after knockouts. Like, they don't do that for every fight. The point that they do that is for big fights. You know, that they only do that for like main events or co-main events where people really want to hear what the loser has to say after the fight. If you remove the post-fight interviews for people who have been knocked out, it would affect only a very small subset of fights, and it would affect a very small subset of fights where people are much more interested to know what's actually going to happen. So, I mean, you're knocking off 0.1% of overall Octagon interviews, but you're knocking off like 25% of what people want to hear the most. So, I think that would be a terrible idea if they implemented it.
And I don't think this has been a big problem.
No.
Yeah.
Agreed.